弟兄姊妹们平安。我想这样子的诗歌，我相信我们都一直希望继续唱下去。
We all wish that we could continue singing the song.
是的，耶和华我们所信的神，他已经作王，他掌权。
Yes, the Lord God that we believe has reigned already.
他是独行其事的神，在他永远没有难成的事。
And he alone does wonderful things. With him, nothing is impossible.
弟兄姊妹啊，神的荣耀曾经离开过锡安啊。
Do you know that God's glory has departed from Zion once?
我每一次读到以西结书的时候，讲到神的荣耀那样子依依不舍的离开圣殿，离开了神的百姓。
Every time I read about the, in the book of Ezekiel, that how the glory of God departed from the temple and then the city.
我每次读的时候，我在主的面前，我都会流眼泪啊。
Every time I read about it, I will shed tears.
但是以赛亚在这里也给我们带来一个这么荣耀的信息。
But yet, Isaiah gave us another glorious message.
他说：“那传福音报喜讯的。”
Says those who preach the good news.
他们对锡安说：“你的神作王了。”
They say to Zion that your king has reigned.
他说到那些所有在那里守望等候主回来的，他们一同扬声欢呼。
It says those who wait for the Lord will shout.
因为圣经上说，当耶和华重新回到锡安的时候，他们要亲眼看见。
It says that when the Lord returned back to Zion, they shall see it with their eyes.
弟兄姊妹，去年在我们退休会之前
，Last year before our summer conference,
退休会之前前几天，教会的奉献才勉强爬过500万呢。
Just a couple of days before the conference, our offerings just barely reached 5 million.
弟兄姊妹真是已经尽心竭力了，但是我们勉强过了500万。
And we know that all brothers and sisters have tried our best, but we just barely made 5 million.
还剩下一个多月，我们差的200多万。
In about a month, we're still short.
Intel 跟 Applied 像两道高山一样挡在我们的前面。
And Intel and Applied materials are like two giant mountains before us.
哎呀，我记得那一段时间，每次祷告会，教会地下室的那个教室，甚至连走道上厨房上都是人。
I remember every time we gathered to pray during prayer meetings, it was packed. The room was packed with people.
去年退休会有将近30个人愿意把自己这一生奉献给神。
And last year at the conference, about 30 people decided to offer their life, dedicated their life to God.
甚至预备好了，愿意把工作都放下来。
They're even ready, if called, that they will put down their profession.
弟兄姊妹，我们山上下来以后 ，Intel Applied 的事情被神摆平了。
And then after the summer conference, the conflict, the matter with Intel materials were resolved.
神率领我们，真的是神的儿女们越战越勇啊。
God leads us, and then He marched forward before us.
到了9月6号，我们一起在感恩、在敬拜的里面，我们从世界的王手中，我们得回了这块地。
On September 6th, with joying and praises, we get this piece of land from the King of the world.
弟兄姊妹，转眼之间，一年过去了。
And it's almost a year has gone by.
我们在这一场的征战上面，看见仇敌今年是何等的诡诈。何等的不肯放弃。
And we see this year the enemy has been so wicked that he would not just let go.
但是我却觉得教会祷告的力量是明显的衰退了。
But then I can see the power of prayer has decreased in our midst.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要求神兴起我们。
May the Lord help to rise us.
他是独行其事的神，在他从来没有难成的事情。
He alone can do wonderful things with him. Nothing is too difficult.
今天主在这里，主不是单言，主是在给我们机会，主在等候我们。
The Lord is not delaying, but He's giving us chance. He's waiting for us.
今天早上我们讲到神有这么丰富的恩典要给我们。
This morning, we said that God has glorious blessing for us.
他不仅仅说到这个恩典是在基督耶稣里面，在爱子里面给我们。
Not only that He gives us this grace in the Son that He loves.
这个恩典就是他的儿子。
But this grace is His Son.
底下说到他是要用各样的智慧、聪明，充充足足的给我们。
And the Bible says He will lavish on us this grace with all wisdom and understanding.
有什么我不晓得你读这段经文的时候，你会不会有一个困惑？
I don't know if you are puzzled when you read this.
谁不喜欢恩典？
Who doesn't like grace?
神为什么还要用各样的智慧和聪明把恩典给我们？
But yet, why does God need to give us grace with wisdom and understanding?
因为神赐恩给我们是 by His way, in His time.
Because God gives us His grace by His way and in His time.
是用他的方法，在他的时候。
It by His way and in His time.
神不随便把恩惠、把祝福给我们。
God does not just casually give us blessings and grace.
神要在先得着我们这个人，成为一个对的人。
He wants to lay hold of us so that we become right people.
神要让教会先成为一个对的教会、对的光景。
And the church will be a right church in the right condition.
在神从来没有难成的事情。
With God, nothing is impossible.
耶和华的膀臂岂是短缩的呢？
The arm of the Lord too short.
弟兄姊妹啊，当我们真正在主的面前，我们教会兴起在神的面前，让神作王。
If we really rise up and let Him be the King.
让神真是回到锡安来。
That He will return back to Zion.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个仇敌能在他面前站立得住啊。
Not single enemy can stand before Him.
所以我希望我们中间守望的同工们，祷告的同工们，我们都不要灰心。
I hope that all the prayer for prayer warriors will not despair.
当我们在那里呼喊说，耶和华我们的神作王了。
When we shout, the Lord has reigned.
但愿所有守望的人都一起起来欢呼啊。
I hope all the prayer warriors will rise up and shout.
耶和华神回到锡安，进入锡安的时候，我们都要亲眼看见。
We shall see with our eyes when the Lord returns back to Zion.
神要行奇妙的作为。
He will do wonderful things.
记得去年的蛋糕上面我们写的以马内利以便以谢。
Remember, last year we had a cake to celebrate, and on the cake it says Emmanuel and Ebenezer.
还记得吧？不要白吃了我们买的蛋糕。
Do you still remember the cake?
以便以谢说到耶和华直到如今都帮助我们。
Ebenezer says, thus far,Has the Lord helped us?
弟兄姊妹，今天晚上我们要来讲力上加力。
Tonight we want to talk about strength upon strength.
我要认识我们的神是以便以谢的神。
To know that our God is the God of Ebenezer.
他这一生在我们人生的路上。
He will lead us all the days of our life.
他亲自在这里帮助我们，而且不断地加强我们的力量。
He helps us and continues to strengthen us.
我们这次大会说到恩上加恩，力上加力，荣上加荣。
This conference theme is grace upon grace, strength upon strength, and glory upon glory.
弟兄姊妹，恩典是我们的根基。
Grace is our foundation.
荣耀是我们的前途，荣耀是我们的结局。
Glory is our future, our end.
而在这一条上行的路上，主亲自帮助，而且不断的加力。
On this ascending journey, the Lord will help us and strengthen us.
今天早上我们讲到，神有极丰富的祝福要我们来享受。
And God has abundant grace for us to enjoy.
叫我们恩上加恩的来享受。
So that we will enjoy grace upon grace.
神有一个这么伟大荣美的生命要叫我们来承受。
God has a beautiful, glorious life for us to inherit.
让我们得生命，而且得的更丰富。
That we will obtain.Life even more abundantly.
叫我们在生命的路上能够力上加力。
On this journey of life, we will receive strength upon strength.
神有一个这么荣耀的计划，神要叫我们跟他一同来参与，一同有份。
God has a glorious plan for us to partake.
要荣上加荣啊。
That we become glory upon glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们这一生的故事是一个蒙恩的故事。
Our life.Story is the story of grace.
我们这一生所走的道路是蒙恩的道路。
And the way we tread on is the way, the journey of grace.
所以叫做 grace upon grace.
That's why grace upon grace.
弟兄姊妹，同样我们这一生是走一条生命的道路。
And likewise, we're walking on the journey of life.
整个基督徒的历史是在这里得生命的历史。
All our history is a history of obtaining life.
所以我们要力上加力。
Therefore, we need strength upon strength.
同样的基督徒，我们这一生是在走一条荣耀的道路。
Likewise, we're walking on the journey of glory.
我们整个的人生就在得荣耀的人生。
And our life is a life to obtain glory.
所以我们要荣上加荣。
Therefore, we shall receive glory upon glory.
弟兄姊妹啊，希望我们都在主的面前，我们不要以为自己已经得着了。
Do not everything that we have obtained already.
我们继续起来信靠我们的神。
Let's continue to trust in our God.
他是一生帮助我们的神。
He will help us all the days of our life.
他是以便以谢的神。
The God of Ebenezer.
直到如今他都帮助我们。
Thus far has the Lord helped us.
尤其是在我们的生命力量上。
Especially in our life and in our strength.
他成为我们的帮助。
He became our help.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
软弱过没有？
Have you been weak?
当然软弱过。
Of course.
恐怕你现在都是软弱的。
You're probably weak now.
但是弟兄姊妹，神早就知道我们软弱。
But God knew it long ago that we will be weak.
所以他的名字叫以便以谢。
That's why his name is called Ebenezer.
他要亲自来帮助我们，
He will help us by God.
让软弱的变为刚强的。
So the weak will be strong.
让失败的变为得胜的。
The failure will become success.
弟兄姊妹啊，特别是在生命的里面。
Especially in our inner life.
我觉得我们最需要的帮助常常还不是外在的。
Sometimes the most urgent need is not the our need.
是里面的生命和里面的力量。
But it's the inner life and inner strength.
弟兄姊妹，多少时候我们立志行善由得我们，行出来由不得我。
Oftentimes we will to do good, but yet we cannot carry it out.
多少时候属灵的心愿在我们的手中泡沫化了，像 bubble 破掉了。
So oftentimes our spiritual wishes will become vaporized.
我们不是没有心愿，而是心愿不能成就。
It's not that we do not have will, but then our will cannot be carried out.
我们不是没有意向，没有理想，而是这个意向和理想不能实现。
It's not that we don't have vision or ideal, but they cannot be accomplished.
不是我们不想出埃及。
It's not that we do not leave.We do not want to leave Egypt.
不是我们不想进迦南。
It's not that we do not want to enter into Canaan.
很多时候我们就倒闭旷野。
But oftentimes we die in the desert.
弟兄姊妹，我们自己回想看看，在这一生里面有多少属灵的心愿在我们手中破产。
You can probably recall how many wishes have become vaporized.
多少次我们想刚强，我们起不来。
Oftentimes we want to be strong, and yet we cannot rise up.
多少属灵的计划在我们手中半途而废。
Many plans become frustrated.
有一个小女孩，她一直要求她的叔叔说：“你坐在那边，你让我帮你画画个素描。”
there's a little girl asked her uncle, says, "Just sit there and let me draw a portrait of you."
所以她的叔叔只好坐在那边让她画了。
So her uncle just sat there for her to draw.
画着画着，这个小女孩突然哈叹气一口，然后就三两下结束了。
And then she draw, and then she just sigh and stop.
这个叔叔拿过来一看，怎么变成画一只狗呢？
And then the uncle looked at the drawing. It's a dog.
Drawing of a dog. He said, "I draw
the little girl says, "The more I drew, the more it doesn't like it. It doesn't like you, so that I just added a tail."
哎呀，我们听起来觉得很好笑啊。
So we thought it's kind of funny.
但是弟兄姊妹，多少时候属灵的心愿在我们里面，结果变成这样。
But oftentimes that's the same result.As our spiritual wishes.
啊，特会完以后，我们找几个这个同伴说，我们一起来读圣经。
And after conferences, we will get some companions and say, let's study the Bible together.
过了一段时间，没有一个人走下去了。
After a while, nobody was continue.
那同样的一批人变成打乒乓球的人了。
The same group of people will go play ping pong.
同样的一般人变成打桥牌的人了。
Or they play bridges.
啊，原来是要画，原来是这样子的，后来变一只狗了。
They intended to be like that, but it became a dog.
很多时候我们心愿都很好啊。
Our wishes are always good.
哎呀，我们的计划都很好啊。
And our plans are always good.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们的力量却没有办法 carry us through.
But yet our strength is not enough to carry us through.
弟兄姊妹，多少的心愿在我们手中破灭。
So many wishes.Become vaporized.
多少当走的路我们走不下去。
The many journeys we cannot complete.
多少的时候我们在一个环境和遭遇的面前，我们这个人倒下来。
And we fall before a difficulty.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的需要求主帮助我们，让我们看见帮助我们的乃是那位造天地的耶和华。
We need the Lord to help us to see that the one who helped us.Is the creator of the universe.
他的名字就叫以便以谢。
And his name is called Ebenezer.
他这一生要亲自帮助我们。
He will help us all our life.
凡依靠他的必不害怕。
Those who trust in him will not be afraid.
凡等候他的必不羞愧。
Those who wait for him will not be put to shame.
那弟兄姊妹会觉得累啊。
We might feel tired.
我讲的累是属灵的累哈。
We might feel spiritually fatigued.
我知道你们年轻人常常晚上电脑搞得很晚累，那个不叫我现在讲的累。
I know young people often stay up online, but that's not what I'm talking about.
你们下午跑去打篮球打得要死要活，现在累，那个不是我要讲的累。
It's not the fatigue I'm talking about. If you just play basketball for too long.
一个只有认真走属灵道路的人。
If someone who is serious on this spiritual journey.
他才会经历到。里面的软弱跟疲倦。
He will feel the inner weakness and fatigue.
如果你不认真走主的道路
if you are not serious about your walk,
你如果没有认真想要在主的面前过得胜的生活
if you are not serious about becoming a victor,
这种疲倦软弱的感觉在我们里面不深刻
you will not feel in depth the feeling of weakness and fatigue.
有一次有一只猎狗去追一只野兔子，怎么追都追不到。
Once was chasing after a rabbit. He couldn't catch it.
旁边那个山羊就在笑他，你看看你这么大只，跑这么快，你居然追不到一个野兔子。
And then the goat was laughing and said, "Hey, you're so big, and yet you cannot catch the rabbit."
那个猎狗跟他说，我追他是为了一口饭。
And then yet the greyhound says, "I chase after it for the sake of food."
他跑是为了保他的命。
But yet he runs for his life.
两个心态完全不一样，对不对？
So their mentalities are completely different.
弟兄姊妹，今天如果我们在主的事情上，我们不是认真，不是当回事，把命摆上的话。
Today, if we're not very serious and commit our life to this spiritual walk.
我们会有其他的在神眼中根本不在乎的软弱。
Then we will have some weaknesses that does not even count in God's eyes.
是那种不太有属灵价值的软弱和疲倦。
And those weaknesses and exhaustion do not have much spiritual value.
可是如果我们在主的面前真的认真要走路的话，
But if we are serious about our spiritual walk,
我们一定会经历疲倦，经历软弱。
We will feel tired, fatigue, and weaknesses.
很多的时候软弱到一个地步，我们连聚会连跟基督徒都不想在一起了。
Sometimes we might become so weak that we do not even want to hang out with Christians.
以前有一次有一个牧师去看望教会一个软弱的弟兄。
Once a pastor went to visit a weak Christian.
他明明听到里面有声音啊。
And then he heard this sound in the house.
还有灯，所以他就去敲门。
And then the light was on, so he knocked on the door.
敲个老半天，没有人开门。
And no one answered the door.
他知道弟兄不愿意出来见他。
So he knew this brother doesn't want to see him.
所以他就留下了一张小卡片，上面写的《启示录》三章二十节。
So he left a card that says Revelation 3:20.
然后那个弟兄等牧师走了以后，就去翻《启示录》三章二十节。
So after the pastor left, the brother looked up Revelation 3:20.
他就听到我在门外叩门，听见这声音的就开门了。我就要进到他里面与他一同坐席。
It says, whoever hears me knock on the door and open the door, I will go in and I will have a table with him.
那个牧师就是告诉他说，你拒绝我没关系，你也不要拒绝主了。
The pastor was actually saying, it's all right that you reject me, but please do not reject the Lord.
这么多人关心。
So many people care about you.
那礼拜天呢，这个牧师也收到一张小纸条，这个弟兄还给他的。
And on Sunday, Pastor received a card from this brother.
上面写的《创世纪》第三章第十节。
It says Genesis 3:10.
那牧师不用翻就知道了。我听见你的声音，我就躲藏了。
It says when I hear your voice, I hide myself.
因为我赤身露体，我就害怕，不是我就害怕。然后因为我赤身露体，所以我就躲藏了。
I hide myself because I'm naked.
那弟兄姊妹，我们属灵不见得遭到一个赤身露体这么糟的情形。
Sometimes we might not be.In such a bad condition, we become naked.
可是很多的时候，我们真的是软弱到我们真巴不得有个洞让我住进去，安静一段时间。
But oftentimes we become so weak that we wish there's a place that we can just disappear.
有时候我们灰心疲倦到一个地步，甚至受伤到一个地步，我们好像以利亚一样，逃到一个洞里面不出来了。
And we might become so greatly despaired or wounded that we would be like Elijah to.Run to a cave and hide ourselves.
他整个心都毁掉了。
Because he just totally lost his heart.
而且弟兄姊妹啊，这是神在我们身上一个施恩必经的过程。
But that step is necessary for the Lord to bless us.
因为神要让我们真正的认识和经历到。
Because God wants us to truly know and experience.
天然能力和属天能力的何等的不同。
The differences between natural strength.And heavenly strength.
天然能力就是我们这个与生俱有来的，旧造来的，亚当来的。
Natural strength is something we are born with from our old life.
而属天的能力说到是从神来的，在基督里面得着的。
And heavenly strength comes from God, obtained in Christ.
能力属乎耶和华，这个能力不是我们的。
Power belongs to the Lord, it's not come from us.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们自己不认识这两个有这么大的差别。
But oftentimes we do not know the differences.
所以我们常常凭着自己的力量，我们在这里想要做好，或者想要去做一件事情。
So we try to be good or do something with our own strength.
我们用自己的力量来过我们每一天的生活。
And we live our life with our own strength.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果神怜悯我们的话，
may the Lord have mercy on us.
神一定要尽早把我们这个人带到尽头。
The Lord will lead us to an end point of our life.
你累到一个地步，你知道说主，你不怜悯我，不帮助我，我走不下去。
You're so exhausted to a point you say, Lord, if you do not help me, I cannot go on.
我们软弱到一个地步，甚至失败到一个地步，我们说主，我是个罪人，请你离开我。
We are so weak to a point that we fail to a point that we say to the Lord, I'm a sinner, depart from me.
弟兄姊妹，我们不被神带到这个绝境的时候，我们不会真正的来转向救主。
If we never been brought to this point, we'll never turn to the Savior.
好，因为我们的心，我们的力量，我们都觉得我可以做得到。
Because with our strength, we feel we can do it.
那林语堂博士。
Dr. 林语堂。
他在他晚年的时候，他写。
In his old age, he wrote something.
他说在我年轻的时候。
He says, when I was young.
他说我自己觉得我什么都不懂。
I felt I did not know anything.
等到我上了大学以后呢，我就认为我什么都懂。
And after I went to college, I felt I knew everything.
等到我毕业进了社会以后呢，我又突然发现我什么都不懂。
After I graduated from college, I went to work. Then I realized I don't know anything.
等到过了一段时间，我人生的阅历越来越多的时候，我又觉得我什么都懂。
After a while, I accumulated much knowledge. Then I felt I know everything.
到了我现在晚年的时候，我又觉得我什么都不懂。
Now I'm in old age. I feel I do not know anything.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得在我们经历里面有没有这样子。
I don't know if you ever felt this way before.
有的时候我们认为我可以做，我能够，我可以。
Sometimes we feel I can do it. I can do it.
等到过一阵子，我们发现我们真的离了主，我们不能做什么。
And after a while, we realize that apart from the Lord, I cannot do anything.
过一阵子，我们那个旧造的生命死灰复燃。
And after a while, our old nature resurrected.
我们经历多了，恩赐丰富了，我们又认为我们离开主，我们什么都能做。
We have more experiences and we have more knowledge than we feel apart from the Lord. I still can make it.
过一阵子，神又把我们带到一个尽头，让我们知道我们离了神，我们什么都不能做。
And after a while, the Lord led us to another endpoint. We feel apart from the Lord, I cannot do anything.
可是过了一阵子，我们又旧态复明。
And after a while, we're back again.
当我们看见工作有果效，人的掌声越来越多的时候，我们又认为离了主，我一样可以讲道，我一样可以服侍。
And after we see the great result of our ministry or service, then we feel apart from the Lord, I can still serve.
但是弟兄姊妹就在这样子一次觉得我能，一次觉得我不能，一次我能，一次我不能的里面。
Just like in this cycle of I can do it, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it.
到最后发现我们真的是不能做什么。
Then we realize, indeed, we can never do anything.
就让我们这个人真正的谦卑在神的面前。
Finally, we're humble before the Lord.
听说富兰克林 Franklin 他有一次去见一个年长的人。
I heard that Franklin once went to visit a senior.
他那时候这个年轻啊，这个人骄傲的不得了。
He was a young man and very proud.
那这个长者呢，他家里面的那个门槛很低。
And that senior.His door frame was kind of low.
这个 Franklin 大摇大摆地走进，就嘣一下头撞在上面。
And Franklin walked with a big stride and then hurt his forehead.
痛得不得了。
And then it was hurt.
那个长者笑笑地看着他。
So the senior brother smiled.
他说年轻人。
The young man.
我有一句话要告诉你。
I will give you something. I'll give you a word.
你如果真听进去的话。
If you really take it.
他要终身地帮助你。
It will help your lifetime.
就是在你人生该低头的时候，你就要低头。
When you have to lower your head, you better lower your head.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这句话 Franklin 说对他一生产生了极大的帮助。
And Franklin says that those words help him greatly during his life.
可是很稀奇的一件事情就是我们在主的面前，我们居然也不肯低头。
But amazingly, oftentimes before the Lord, we're not willing to lower our head.
弟兄姊妹啊，在你人生该低头的时候，就要低头。
When it's time to lower your head, you better lower your head.
尤其来到主的面前，尤其在属灵的事情上。
Especially before the Lord with spiritual matters.
我们早一点在主面前承认，主啊，离了你，我什么都不能做。
The sooner we confess, Lord, apart from you, I cannot do anything.
而且这种是发自内心的肺腑之言。
From the depths of our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真正承认自己软弱的时候。
When we admit.Our weaknesses.
是我们最能够经历神的恩典和神的能力的时候。
That's the time we can most experience God's grace and power.
也是神最能够使用我们的时候。
And that's the time that God can most use us.
因为这个时候从你里面出来的能力是从神来的，不是我们的。
Because at that time, the strength that comes from you is from God, not from us.
我再说一次，当我们真正承认自己软弱无能的时候。
Again, let me say it.When we truly admit about our weaknesses,
是最能够经历神恩典和能力的时候。
That's the time we can most experience God's grace and power.
And
it's the time that God can use us the
most. 用这枚主耶稣告诉我们，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，离了我，你们就不能做什么。
The Lord Jesus tells us that I'm the vine, you are the branches. Apart from me, you cannot do anything.
以赛亚书四十章告诉我们说，少年人要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。
Isaiah 40 says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, even the young man shall utterly fall.
以前孩子小的时候还可以跟他们打打篮球。
When my sons were young, I could play basketball with them.
我现在只能看他们打。
Now I could watch them play.
他们打得厉害的时候，我连看都会头痛，都会累啊。
When they're really fast, just watching them gives me headache.
少年人的体力真的是用不完的。
Because they do have great stamina.
你不要说到他们十几岁了，你们家里面那个五六岁、两三岁的恐怕都很头痛啊。
The teenagers, even the toddlers of 5-6 years old, they have a lot of energy.
我已经听过很多那种爸爸带着孩子进房间去哄他睡觉，到最后是孩子出来，爸爸睡着了。
I heard so many stories that the parents will bring the child to.Try to put the child to sleep and then the dad end up sleeping first.
那个孩子两三下就把他老爸摆平了。
And then the child can easily put the father to sleep.
啊，他们又出来生龙活虎在外面跑跑叫叫。
And then the child will come out of the room and still jumping and very active.
但是圣经上说，少年人也要疲乏困倦。
But the Bible says even the young man shall utterly fall.
强壮的也必全然跌倒，这是讲到我们天然的力量。
And the youth shall faint and be weary.
你觉得你是个很有爱心的人吗？
Do you think that you are full of love?
神早晚有一天可能让我们到一天承认说我真的不会爱人。
Sooner or later, one day, God will show you that you cannot love.
你觉得你很有脾气，不是很有 patience, 很有耐心吗？
You feel you have great patience?
神有办法给你找到一个人，让你这个人发现你原来没有耐心。
God has a way to find someone for you to show you that you don't have enough patience.
弟兄姊妹啊，少年人疲乏困倦，强壮的要全然跌倒。
The youth shall faint and be weary, the young man shall utterly fall.
这是讲到天然能力。
Because they're in their natural strength.
但是他接着讲呢，等候耶和华的要重新得力，一个 new strength.
But yet the Bible continues to say that those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength.
这个能力是从神而来。
Because that strength comes from God.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这个能力来的时候。
When that strength comes,
他叫我们奔跑不再困倦，行路不再疲乏。
It will enable us to run without being weary and walk without being faint.
这是两个完全不同的对比啊。
So these are very different in contrast.
这是今天晚上我们要讲的题目。
So this is the topic tonight.
我们怎样不仅仅知道怎样支取这个能力。
So we need to know how to draw from the strength.
而且能够 strength upon strength.
And draw strength upon strength.
让力上加力。
Strength upon strength.
让我们在主的面前让神的能力披在我们的身上。
So that the power of God will cover us.
所以我们接下来讲到得能力的秘诀。
So we will look at how a saint can draw strength.
刚才讲到等候耶和华的要重新得力。
Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength.
所以弟兄姊妹，第一件事情我们要得着力量的话。
So one thing that we have to do in order to draw strength.
我们一定要学习归回到主的面前，等候在主的面前。
We need to learn how to return and wait upon the Lord.
以赛亚书三十章告诉我们。
Isaiah chapter 30 says.
你们得救在乎归回安息。
In repentance and rest is your salvation.
然后你们得力在乎什么？平静、安稳。
In quietness and trust is your strength.
我记得信松爸爸，信松有一次讲到他们家的 Samuel。
I remember Brother Steve once talked about their son Samuel.
他的爷爷说他不叫他 Samuel， 他叫他三秒钟。
Their grandfather called him 三秒钟 ，that's 3 seconds.
他最多只能够安静三秒钟，三秒。
That's how long he can sit quietly.
那个力量真是无穷。
And he has endless strength.
这是天然力。
But that's natural strength.
但是你要得到主的力量的话，就不能够天然力量这么强。
But if you want to obtain strength from the Lord, your natural strength cannot be this strong.
我们需要在主面前平静安稳。
In quietness and trust.
归得救在乎归回安息。
In repentance and rest is our salvation.
得力在乎平静安稳。
In quietness and trust is our strength.
那等候耶和华的一定要重新得力。
Those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength.
以赛亚书三十章说，耶和华必然等候要施恩给你们。
Isaiah chapter 30 tells us the Lord wants to be gracious to you.
你看，发现神已经早就准备好要把恩典给我们。
The Lord's been waiting there to bless us.
神早就准备好了要把力量给我们。
The Lord is waiting there to give us strength.
因为他应许我们疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。
Because he promised that he will give strength to the weak.And those who do not have strength, he will give them power.
他说耶和华等在那边准备要施恩给我们。
So he's waiting there to bless us.
凡等候他的
those who wait for him,
都是有福的
are blessed.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们第一件事情要学习在主的面前真心的回到力量的泉源去。
So the first thing we need to learn is to truly return to the source of strength.
能力不是一种经历，一种感觉。
Strength is not a experience or a feeling.
早上我们已经讲过了，恩典、能力、荣耀，全是 living person， 是神的性情。
This morning we talk about the grace, strength, and glory. They're all God's nature.
早上路加弟兄也告诉我们，基督就是神的能力。
Christ is the power of God.
你看诗篇十八篇，他在那里祷告，他说：“耶和华，我的力量啊，我爱你。”
In Psalm 18, it says.Lord, my strength, I love you.
我想我们先把耶和华先暂时放一边去了。
If we just put aside the Lord.
如果有一个人有一天突然来跟你讲说我的力量啊，我爱你，你不知道他在讲什么，对不对？
If someone comes to you and says, "Oh, my strength, I love you," you will not know what he's talking about.
力量怎么会有 person？ 怎么会有位格呢
？How can the strength be a person？
弟兄姊妹，属灵就是确实这样。
But spiritual matters are just like this.
力量是 living God, 是 living person.
The strength is the living God, the living person.
就是我们的主。
It's our Lord.
所以我们回到主的面前是让我们得力的秘诀。
So we need to return back to the Lord, and that's the secret to regain strength.
你不需要跑到很远的地方去。
You do not need to go to anywhere far.
那回教徒需要跑到圣地去朝圣。
The Muslims have to go to their holy land to worship God.
印度教的人需要跑到恒河去洗澡，听说那个恒河现在污染得不得了。
The Hindus have to go to their holy river to take a bath.
对不起，我听说我们有的基督徒，也听说在东京有一个弟兄啊。
We heard that in Tokyo there's this Christian.
他每次软弱的时候就到东京爬到那个东京铁塔最高的地方去。
Every time he feels weak in the spirit, he will climb up the tower in Tokyo.
那个时候东京铁塔还是世界上最高的，现在不是了。
At that time it was the tallest tower in the world.
因为他认为说这边离天堂离总部最近。
Because he felt this place is closer to heaven, to the headquarter.
他在那里比较能够靠近神，能够跟神祷告。
He felt he was closer to God there. He could pray.
不需要啊。
We don't need to.
主住在我们里面。
The Lord lives inside of us.
我们随时可以回转。Anytime you can make a U-turn to God.
Anytime we can make a U-turn to God.
年轻人把这句话背起来啊。
Young people, please memorize this.
你们上大学也好，个人的生活也好。
When you go to college or in whatever situation.
多少时候我们会失败，我们会软弱。
Oftentimes we may fail and be weak.
多少时候我们会孤单，多少时候我们会痛苦。
We will be lonely and be in pain.
Anytime.You can make a U-turn to God.
Anytime you can make a U-turn to God.
随时我们都可以180度转向神。
Anytime we can make a U-turn.
神早就说了，那等候耶和华的。
The Lord has said, those who wait for the Lord.
必重新得力。
Shall regain their
strength. 弟兄姊妹，这是神的 guarantee.
And this is God's guarantee.
神说你一定重新得力。
Says you will, you should, you will.
这是我们第一件要学的，弟兄姊妹，我们不可能离开神而有能力。
This is the first lesson we have to learn. Apart from God, it's impossible for us to have strength.
我们不可能活在最终贪爱世界，我们能够得着能力。
It's impossible to gain strength if we live in sin and love the world.
我们不可能远离神。我们要在主的面前能够得到力量。
It's impossible for us to gain strength if we depart from God.
第一件事情永远是归回。
The first lesson is always to return.
回到主的面前。
Return back to the Lord.
我们一定重新得力。
We will renew our strength.
第二件事情。
Second thing.
我们跟主联合而支取他的复活大能。
We will draw from his resurrection power by being united with him.
所有的能力都在基督里面。
Because all power resides in Christ.
当我们跟基督联合的时候。
When we are united with Christ.
他的能 能力成了我们的能力。
His strength become our strength.
他的生命就是我们的生命。
And his life is our life.
弟兄姊妹，地上没有一个能力大过复活的大能。
There's no power greater than the power of resurrection.
请问我们在座有任何一个人，你现在如果打瞌睡的话，起来做一个实验，好吧？
Can I ask anyone to stand up? We'll do an experiment.
把你的指头找一个插座伸进去。
Just stick one of your fingers into the plug.
有没有人要去做做看？啊，我儿子要去。你把你的指头伸进去试试看。
Try to stick your finger into the power plug.
它一定可以 wake you up.
It will wake you up.
因为你会跟能力接触。
Because you'll be in contact with the power.
我相信没有一个人除了小家伙以外，为什么我们要加 cover 啊？我想我们在座的大人没有一个人要去触摸那个的时候，我们自己里面没有预备。
I'm sure none of us will be totally unprepared when we try to stick our finger in.
你一定知道，就在那个 touch 的那个 moment, something's going to happen. 事情要发生。
We know when we touch that power, something will happen.
你要跟能力接触。
Because we'll be in contact with that power.
这个不过110伏特而已。
But that's only 110 volts.
如果要你去跟高压电接触的时候。
So if you go with an even higher voltage.
我几年前到中国大陆去，有一次。听到一个新闻。
Several years ago, when I went to China, I heard the news.
有一个农村的穷人，穷到极点呢，他想要去偷高压电线去卖赚点钱。
A person was so poor that he wanted to steal a section of the high voltage power wire.
当他那个剪子裁剪上去的时候，他整个人变成黑胶了。
So he tried to cut the wire, and then he got electrocuted. He became utterly burned.Like、the carbon.
他不知道他在接触什么。
He did not know what he was doing.
太可怕的 power.
With such awful power.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天所有宇宙的力量，没有一个力量大过复活的力量。
But yet, no power in the universe is greater than the power of resurrection.
死亡不能拘禁我们的主。
Because even death could not keep our Lord.
他下到阴间，逃从死亡里面上来。
He went into the Hades and he came out of it.
弟兄姊妹，这是保罗为我们祷告的。
And this is the prayer Paul had for us.
他求神把那赐人智慧和启示的灵给我们。
That he prayed that God will give us wisdom and understanding.
让我们真知道他。
So that we will truly know him.
不仅仅知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
Not only to know the hope of his calling.
不仅仅知道他赐给圣徒的那个基业是何等的丰盛。
Not only to know the abundance of his inheritance for the saints.
而且能够知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
But to know the all-surpassing power he has for whom he believes, for the believers.
这个能力就是神叫基督从死里复活的能力。
And that power is the power that caused Christ to raise from the dead.
这个叫基督从死里复活的能力啊。
It's the power that raised Christ from the dead.
就是神今天要向我们所显的能力，向信他的人所显的能力。
That same power is the power that God will show us.Who believe.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们这样子去看的时候，我们就知道我们跟神要给我们的能力差得太远了。
If we really look at it from this perspective, then we realize the power we have is so far less from what God wants to give us.
所以我们软弱，我们疲倦。
That's why we are weak and we are tired.
我们在罪恶试探面前，我们站不住，都因为我们离开了力量的源头。
We cannot stand up against temptations because we departed from the source of strength.
保罗在腓立比书第三章说：“我要竭力追求。”
Paul in Philippians chapter 3 says, I will pursue with my great heart.
使我认识基督。
That I may know Christ.
三章十一节。
Philippians chapter 3.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
That I may know Christ and know his power of resurrection.
弟兄姊妹啊，真巴不得我们每一个人都能够晓得基督复活的大能。
How I wish every one of us would know the power of resurrection.
而且叫我们和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
That we would suffer with him and imitate his death.
他说，或者我也得以从死里复活。
That I may also be resurrected from the dead.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见了没有？支取主复活大能的三件事情。
Do we see the three things we have to draw? We have to do to draw from his resurrection power.
第一个，晓得他复活的大能。
To know his power of resurrection.
知道神要给我们的能力叫做复活的大能。
To know the power, the strength that God wants to give us is called the power of resurrection.
这是一个莫大的能力啊。
It's an all-surpassing power.
这是一个何等浩大的能力啊。
It's a great power.
超过一切执政的、掌权的、 今生的来生的都超过了。
Surpasses all principalities and authorities, the things of this life and the things to come.
地上没有一个政权能够在这个名字前面站得住。
No power or rulers can stand before this power.
至高者在人的国中掌权。
The Most High reigns in the midst of men.
所以我常常有的心里不平哈。
A lot of times I just
一个小小的市政府能够把我们挡这么久。
That this a little city government can hold us for so long.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要起来祷告啊。
We need to rise up and pray.
知道我们所信的是谁。
To know whom we believe.
我们真正伏在主的脚前。
If we submit and bow before the Lord.
支取他的能力。
To draw from his strength.
让我们让所有抵挡神旨意的通通退去。
That anyone who is against God's will would depart.
所以第一个小的复活的大能。
So first thing.To know the power of his resurrection.
第二个，晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
And to know by suffering with him and imitate his death.
这里讲到舍己。
Is to deny ourselves.
Deny ourselves. 否定，拒绝我自己。
To deny ourselves.
我不再用我自己的力量。
I will no longer use my own strength.
我也不再为我自己活。
And I will no longer live for myself.
我也不根据我自己的 priority 来活。
And I will not live according to my own priority.
十字架是最大的否定，神否定一切旧造来的。
The cross is the biggest denial, denies all old creation.
十字架也是神最大的肯定，肯定一切在基督里的。
And a cross is also the greatest affirmation, affirm anything that is Christ.
要支取复活的大能，一定要跟主效法他的死。
In order to draw from his power of resurrection, we have to imitate his death.
神的能力才在我们身上显得完全。
Then the power of God would be made perfect on us.
我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
My power is made perfect.On the weakness.
这个软弱不是我们犯罪啦，这我们所说的天然人。
That weakness is not the sinful nature.
而且我们在神的面前放弃了自己了。
But whenever we lay down ourselves before God.
不久以前我到香港去。
Not long ago, I went to Hong Kong.
我跟申国铎弟兄一起在香港服侍一些这个青年这个在职的啦，在学的学生们这些青年人们。
I served with Brother Sun. With a group of young people.
他讲面向标杆，我讲得着神的上好。
And he talked about facing the goal, and then I talk. My messages were to obtain God's best.
我们一共有5天的聚会。
And then the conference lasted for 5 days.
那后面的2天每天都有问题解答。
And then the last2 days we have Q&A session.
那属于他的那部分由他回答，属于我的这部分由我回答。
So he will answer his part of the questions, and I will answer my part of the questions.
那就有弟兄姊妹问他。
So some brothers and sisters will ask questions.
他说：“我们到底怎么样子在属灵的路上能够竭力的奔跑，竭力的往前
？”So one question came is that how can we continuously going?On the spiritual journey.
因为他讲到腓立比书第三章，我只有一件事，忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
We talk about Philippians chapter 3 that there's only one thing I do, that is to press forward to obtain the goal.
我记得他那天回答了，有一句话很好。
I remember one answer was very good.
他说死得越快，跑得越快。
Brother Sun says, the sooner you die, the faster you run.
死得越快，跑得越快。
The faster you die, the sooner you die, the faster you run.
你越早 deny yourself, 你越早把自己放下来。
The sooner you deny yourself and lay down yourself.
不再是我是主，你跑得就更快。
No longer I, but the Lord, and you will run faster.
那后来轮到我讲的时候，我就跟这些香港的弟兄姊妹讲。
And then it was my turn, so I share with the brothers and sisters in Hong Kong.
香港的弟兄姊妹跟台湾的弟兄姊妹都很注重吃嘛哈。
I know brothers and sisters in Hong Kong and Taiwan, you all like to eat.
我说下次碰面的时候，不要去问一些无聊的问候话，说你吃饱了没有。
So next time when you meet each other, don't greet like, have you eaten?
我们就彼此问问，你死到哪里去了
？Just ask each other, how far have you died?
你到底死到哪里去了
？How far have you died?
死得多，死得快，跑得快。
The more you die, the sooner you die, the faster you run.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，真巴不得我们都早点死啊。
How I wish we all die very quickly.
这个听起来是笑话，可是这是属灵的路。
It might sound funny, but this is the way, spiritual way.
没有死就没有复活嘛。
Without death, there's no resurrection.
对不对？
Isn't that
没有死为什么需要复活
Without death, why do you need to resurrect?
那只有死了才需要复活
Only after you die, you need resurrection.
所以那几个强盗在上面都不肯死强盗在那两个强盗在上面都不肯死
Those two robbers on the cross, they were not willing to die.
还有人用棍子把他给打死了
So they, someone had to hit them with a stick.
弟兄姊妹没有死就没有复活
Without death, there's no resurrection.
而真正十架的死属灵的死复活是他的名证
And if there's a true spiritual death,You will see resurrection.
那种犯罪死掉的，你就发现他们打死了也活不过来。
For those who die in sin, they you will not see resurrection.
所以今天死很多哈，到处都死。
So there are all kinds of death everywhere.
但是有一些是属灵的死。
But some are spiritual death.
哎呀，那个死了复活在他身上。
Whenever they die, you will see resurrection.
甚至死在我们身上发动，生在别人身上发动。
That's why when death is at work within us, life is at work with others.
所以第二件事情讲到要效法他的死。
So the second thing is to imitate his death.
好，然后底下就说，或者我也就可以得以从死里复活。
So may and somehow I will attain to the resurrection.
弟兄姊妹啊，圣经上讲到这个复活的大能的经文真是太多了。
There's so many scripture verses about the power of resurrection.
基督是我们的能力啊。
Christ is our power.
这个宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力，出于神，不是出于我们。
We have a treasure in the earthen vessel in order to show that this all-surpassing power is from God, not from us.
保罗说我靠着那加给我力量的我凡事都能做
Paul claims that I can do all things through him who strengthens me
你们有没有注意到这两句话摆在一起很有意思啊
Do you see that it's very rather interesting these statements
约翰福音十五章第五节告诉我们说 Apart from me you can do nothing
John chapter 15 says Apart from me you cannot do anything
离了我你们便不能做什么
Apart from me you cannot do anything
注意哈 can doNothing.
You can do nothing.
但是在这里腓立比书第四章十三节却告诉我们
But in Philippians chapter 4 verse 13
我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做他说 I can do all things.
He says I can do all things.
Through Christ.
Through Christ who strengthens me.
弟兄姊妹你发现了没有一个是我 I can do nothing.
You see, one statement says I cannot do anything.
一个是 I can do all things
And then the other one says I can do all things
那这两个的关键在哪里
So what's the difference
一个是 apart from Christ 离开主
First one says apart from Christ
一个是 through Christ 借着基督
The second one through Christ
弟兄姊妹你就晓得今天我们为什么软弱了
Now we understand why we're weak
为什么我们会失败会疲乏
Why we will fail and be weary
我们问自己一个问题
Let's ask ourselves a question.
到底我是在基督里呢?
Am I in Christ?
还是我是 apart from God?
Or am I apart from God?
马上答案就出来了。
We'll see the answer right away.
而我们要做的就是归回。
And what we need to do is to return.
我们不仅仅归回到神面前。
Not only we return back to God.
来接受他的恩典和帮助。
To receive his grace and help.
我们更是归回到生命的深处。
And we return back to the depths of our life.
我们效法主的死。
We imitate his death.
我们与主联合。
Be united with the Lord.
让基督复活的大能来替代我们。
Let the power of resurrection replace our strength.
以弗所书三章二十节说，神能够照着那个正在我们里面运行的大力。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 says, God can do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine according to the power is at work in us.
充充足足地成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
He's able to do immeasurably more than we all ask or imagine.
记不记得我刚刚开始讲的?
Do you remember what I just talked about?
你明明要画一个人结果画成一只狗。
You intended to draw a person's portrait, it became a picture of a dog.
你明明有一个很好的属灵心愿但是却泡沫化了。
You had a good spiritual wish and plan,It became vaporized.
你明明有个理想有个标杆但是却半途而废了。
You had a goal and ideal, but you had to stop in the middle.
你心里有所求的有所想的可是你却得不着。
You have a desire in your heart, yet you cannot obtain it.
但是圣经上却告诉我们神能够照着啊原来的那个动词是现在进行时哈神能够照着现在正在我们里面运行的大力。
God can, according to the power that's at work within us right now
充充足足的
do immeasurably more.
成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
More than all we ask or imagine.
你不会叫别人失望，拿一只狗还给人家。
It will not disappoint us by giving us a picture of a dog.
而你那个在主的面前，神能够成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
God can do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
连世界的心理学家都告诉我们，人只发挥了5%-10%。
Psychologists tell us that we only exercise 5-10% of our potential.
还有90%没发挥。
So of the remaining 90% of our potential remain uncovered.
天然能力都还有90%没发挥。
So even our natural strengths are not fully utilized.
那更不要说属灵的力量。
Let alone spiritual strength.
记得我曾经讲过那个半夜回家。这个太晚了怕太太骂的人吗、
Do you remember a story I talked about this man who went home too late and he was afraid that his wife might scold him
他从城中心的那个坟墓区穿洞这不是 穿回家不小心掉到一个 新凿的洞里面
So he tried to take the shortcut he went through the cemetery and then he fell into a hole that was newly dig
怎么叫怎么跳都出不来了
And it was very dark. He tried to yell and shout. He just couldn't get out.
结果半夜两点钟，就另外一个夜归的人又去去去去就嘣又掉下去了。
And then about 2 a.m., another guy who just came home late also fell into the hole.
他就坐在后面看他在前面叫啊跳啊，怎么跟他一模一样在那里喊叫。
So he just sat there and looked at that man trying to jump out and shout and scream.
等到他累的时候，他就告诉他说，再怎么叫也没有用的。
And after he exhausted all his strength, he tells him,
it will never work, no use.
And the second guy thought it was a ghost. He didn't know there was someone there.
三两下就上去了。
And then he thought it was a ghost. So he quickly jumped out of the grave.
这个叫做潜能。
And that is called potential.
90%的终于发挥出来一些了。
Now he's utilizing the 90% of his potential.
弟兄姊妹，我们不被带到困境的时候，我们属天的潜能都没有发挥出来。
If we're not being stuck into a trial, a difficult situation, we will not use the potential.
而我们那个能力叫做复活的能力，叫做莫大的能力，叫做浩大的能力。
But that spiritual power called all surpassing power, the power of resurrection.
让我们四面受敌却不被困住。
So that when we're perplexed, we will not be confused.
心里作难却不被丢弃。
We will be perplexed, but we will not be abandoned.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，在那么多的环境，你们甚至被打倒了都不至于死亡。
Even if we are being struck down, we will not die.
因为有一个莫大的能力在我们里面。
Because there's an all-surpassing power within us.
这个能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
That power is from God, not from us.
所以弟兄姊妹，在许多的事情上
，In many situations,
我也一样。
Me too.
个人的遭遇。
Whether it's personal,
侍奉上的困难,
or with a service,
以前在职业上的压力和挑战,
or when I was working at a job,
好像常常把我们带到一些尽头,
often bring us into a very difficult situation,
凭着我们不能解决,
that there's nothing we could do by ourselves,
但是主要开我们的眼睛,
but yet the Lord wants to open our eyes,
让我们认识基督, 晓得他复活的大能,
that we will know Christ and know his power of resurrection,
让我们有一天也得以从死里复活,
that we may also attain to resurrection.
我听说在非洲刚刚开始盖铁路的时候,
I heard that in Africa when they first built railroads,
而当那个火车有一天出现在那个城里面的时候，那在那个村庄的时候
，When one day a train appeared in the village，
很多土人跑来看了。
Many villagers came to watch.
看一个火车头在这里。
They look at the locomotive.
他们不知道那是什么。
They didn't know what that was.
哇，他们就一直用力推啊。
So they try all means to push it.
推不动，要再去叫其他人来推啊。
So they get a lot of people because they couldn't push it.
后来大概有将近90个壮丁，终于推动了一步。
Finally, about 90 men together, they pushed the train.
哇，他们在那里欢呼，推动了。
They're all very happy and clap.
那这个时候后来司机来了
And then the driver came
司机一来就说你们全部上来全部坐上来
It says all of you get on the train
啊，你们不需要推他
You don't have to push it
啊，这些土人简直在笑他怎么可能我们90个人你现在叫我们上去
The villager says how is it possible It took 90 of us to push And then you want us all get on the train
那个人就 try me 全部都上去了把他们都赶上去了
Try me get on
过一下嗯咚咚咚咚咚，火就动了。
And so he ignited, and the train took off.
啊，那些人吓坏了。
That scared them.
我们90个人才推动一步啊。
90 of us only pushed a little bit.
你怎么可能把我们90个人放上来，轰，这么快的跑呢？
How is it possible that you carry all 90 of us with the train?
我们今天回头看，我们觉得那些没有知识，对不对？那是落后的地方。
Now we look at them, we know that they lack knowledge.
这是保罗为我们祷告。
But this is what Paul prayed for.
很多时候在属灵上，我们也是落后，没有知识。
In spiritual matters, we lack understanding.
他求神把那智慧和启示的灵赐给我们，让我们真知道他。
He prayed that God will give us spirit of wisdom and understanding, so we may truly know Him.
而且晓得他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
To know the power to those who believe.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不用到外面去寻找力量。
We do not need to search.For strength outwardly.
圣灵基督内住
The Lord is living within us, and the Holy Spirit is at work within us.
不要去外面找能力
Do not search, look for the strength outwardly.
回到里面来
Go back inside.
借着十架与复活的主联合
Through cross, be united with the Lord.
今天我们看见多少的人出去找去寻找能力
Today we see so many people looking for strength outwardly.
要找人按手，一定要找人什么样子特别的经历
Asking people to lay hands on them to pray or to search for special experiences.
No.
I'm not saying that all these things are wrong.
很多时候我们过不了关，我们也需要一些属灵的前辈帮助我们。
Sometimes we just cannot get over a hurdle and we need external help.
但是更重要的是，我们要回到里面力量的泉。
But what's more important is that we have to return back to the source of strength.
耶和华等候要施恩给我们。
The Lord is ready and great, longs to be gracious to us.
凡等候他的都是有福的。
Blessed are those who wait for him.
第三个得力的秘诀。
The third secret to obtain strength.
是因着荣耀的意象。
It's because of a glorious vision.
我们得以力上加力。
Then we can receive strength from strength.
我们一起读这段经文好吗？
Let's read this scripture together.
诗篇八十四篇。
Psalm 84.
第五节。
Verse 5.
到第七节。
Through 7.
靠着你有力量心中向往锡安大道的人这人变为有福他们经过流泪谷叫这谷变为泉源之地并有秋雨之福盖满了全谷他们行走力上加力个人到锡安朝见神那弟兄姊妹你发现这一般走路的人
You see these pilgrims
走一条非常不容易的道路
They're walking on a very difficult journey
在我们人生的路上
On our life journey,
我们也非常可能有一样的遭遇
It's very possible we have similar experiences
就是低谷深谷的遭遇
That we go through a deep valley
诗人在这里告诉我们他经过了流泪谷
The psalmist says they went through a valley of Baca
弟兄姊妹当你稍微去思想去 catch 一点他的 feeling 他的感觉的时候
Try to feel what they're feeling
什么叫流泪谷
Oh, the valley of Baca, the valley of tears. What does that mean?
都被眼泪所充满了。
That every step is filled with tears.
他的遭遇，他的痛苦，无人了解。
They've gone through sorrows and pain that no one else understands.
他里面的孤单，他里面的无助。
The loneliness, the helplessness.
他的疲倦，他的灰心。
Their tiredness and their despair.
弟兄姊妹，我们可能每一个人的谷不太一样。
Our valleys may be different.
可能你就是灰心谷。
Maybe you go through the valley of despair.
你可能也真的就是流泪谷。
Maybe you go through the valley of tears.
我们可能经过了很可怕失败的深渊啊。
Maybe we go through a valley of failures.
我们可能经过了死因的幽谷，在我们身上有癌症，有危险的病威胁着我们。
We may go through the valley of shadow of death. We might have cancer or some dangerous disease.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都可能经过了一个深谷。
We might go through deep valleys.
但是诗人却告诉我们
But yet the psalmist tell us
因着他们有一个荣耀的意象和标杆
Because they have a glorious vision and goal
他们知道他们是面向锡安而去
They know that they're facing toward Zion
锡安说到神同在的地方
Which is a place with God's presence
因为大卫的帐幕在那
Because the tabernacle of David was there
神的约柜放在那里
And God's ark was there
说到神的同在
God's presence was there.
锡安说到神掌权的地方。
Zion is a place where God reigns.
因为大卫的宝座在那。
Because the throne of David was there.
神的旨意得以通行在那。
God's will was able to fulfill there.
所以弟兄姊妹，锡安的子民里面有两件大的事情吸引他们。
People of Zion have two desires.
他们向往渴慕主的同在。
They long for the presence of God.
他们里面把自己整个人奉献给神，要让神掌权，要让神的旨意通行在他们的身上。
They commit their lives to God so that God's will be fulfilled in their lives.
弟兄姊妹，我们算锡安的子民吗？
Are we people of Zion?
我们羡慕神的同在吗？
Do we long for the presence of God?
我们渴慕神真在我的生活，在我的家庭，在我的侍奉上掌权吗？
Do we long God to reign in our personal life, in our family, and in our service?
弟兄姊妹啊，这些人真是有荣耀的意象。
These people have glorious vision.
不管经过流泪谷，
whether they go through the valley of tears,
不管经过灰心沮丧谷，
a valley of despair,
甚至死荫的幽谷，
even the valley of shadow of death.
弟兄姊妹，多么荣耀的改变！
But yet they are being transformed.
神说他们虽然经过流泪谷，
God says even though they go through the valley of Baca,
却叫这谷成为泉源之地。
Yeah, they make it a place of springs.
里面那丰盛的祝福从他的眼泪的经历而来。
Those abundant blessings come from their tears.
有秋雨之福盖满了全谷。
The autumn rain will also cover the valley with pools.
我知道今天我们中间很多年轻人可能这样子的信息对你们太早了。
I know this message might be too early for the young people.
但是我相信在我们这一生里面我们都会走到低谷去。
I'm sure all of us will go through some valleys in our life.
到底能够承受多少的秋雨呢？
How much autumn rain can we contain?
在乎这个谷有多深。
It depends on how deep the valley is.
越深的谷所得到的水库的水就越多。
The deeper the valley, the more water it holds.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们的经历其实算不得什么。
Actually, our experiences are nothing.
但是经历主却是大大的算得了什么。
But to experience the Lord, it is something.
很多人穿过流泪谷出来之后，他人就是流泪谷。
Many people go through the valley of tears. After they leave, it still remains a valley of tears.
因为在他的遭遇中，神不在其中。
Because God was not in their experience.
很多人经过死荫的幽谷，他出不来。
A lot of people get into the valley of shadow of death, and they could not come out.
弟兄姊妹，到底基督，到底锡安，到底神自己，是不是我们人生的标杆
？So is Zion and is God our goal of life?
我相信我们每一个人都有自己的难处。
I know we all have our own difficulties.
我自己在我这一生里面也是碰到很多的难处。
Personally, I've gone through many trials myself.
我记得我以前曾经讲过，如果有两个 if 或是早知道的话。
I remember I told you before if I had two ifs.
啊，可能我的人生不太一样啊。
Then my life would be totally different.
第一个 if 如果我早知道。
If I knew, if I knew.
就是当我发现我身上有长瘤的时候，这个瘤会在我身上40多年到今天还在。
If I knew the tumor will stay with me for more than 40 years,
我相信我那个时候就活不下去了。
I'm sure I would not have the strength to live.
但是第二个，如果我早知道神是会这样子的来带领我、帮助我的话，
The second is, if I knew how God would help me,
我也不会白白的有那么多的害怕和痛苦了。
Then I would not have gone through so much fear and pain.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神亲自陪着我们经过死荫的幽谷。
Because the Lord accompanied us, He walked us through this valley of shadow.
很多的时候，在个人里面真的是掉到了深渊。
A lot of times we really fall into a deep valley.
那种孤单，那种无助，真是没有办法。
We cannot do anything with the loneliness, the helplessness.
但是弟兄姊妹，神亲自帮助了我们。
But yet the Lord will help us Himself.
最近我们教会碰到这么多的困难。
Recently, our church encountered so much trial.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹身上也都有很多的压力。
And I know many brothers and sisters have gone through many pressures and problems.
我们也常常受到仇敌的攻击。
And we are often attacked by the enemy.
其实在我过去这十几年的服事里面，
In my service in the past more than 10 years.
虽然不是常常有，但是偶尔会掉到服事的深渊。
Occasionally, I will fall into a deep valley.
我会问主说，主，我为什么要留在 Silicon Valley 服侍你？
I will ask the Lord, why do you want me to stay in Silicon Valley to serve?
我觉得在这里服侍真的是好像怎么摆下去都是徒劳无功的服侍。
Sometimes it feels like no matter how hard I try, all the efforts become vain.
因为世界的压力，世界的力量太大了。
Because the pressure of the world was too big.
多少弟兄姊妹被生活、被各方面的事情所抓住了。
So many brothers and sisters are being oppressed by the pressure of life.
很多时候花这么多功夫，我们请的讲员摆的特别聚会，没有人要来。
And then we organize special conferences and invite speakers, and no one will want to come.
就是没有我们心里面的那种灰心，那种难过。
And we feel despair and grief.
所以你们常常会在主人面前说：“主还要不要在这？”
Then I will ask the Lord, "Should I still be here?"
啊，弟兄姊妹，当我不是说常有，我是偶尔真的掉到这样子的深渊去。
Occasionally, I fall into this valley.
而每一次当在趴在主面前的时候
，But every time I prostrate before the Lord,
转到主的面前
，I return to Him.
一回转，常常就遇见了他的爱。
And I turn my head, I will meet His love.
当我得不到，有的时候回转的时候，好像还没有得到帮助。
Or sometimes I don't receive help immediately.
我的下一步就是我在主的面前凭信心宣告。
Then I will proclaim with faith.
我赞美基督的内住。
I praise the inner dwelling of Christ.
我在信心的里面来支取他的能力。
In faith, I will draw from His strength.
让我们不再是我是主。
No longer I, but the Lord.
那另外有的时候真的就是借着异象，让我们重新得力。
Sometimes we renew our strength through the vision.
我知道 Silicon Valley 是一个极大的挑战。
I know to live in Silicon Valley is a great challenge.
但是如果我们在这里得到一些能够被神从世界里面分别出来的战士。
But if we can obtain a group of warriors that are separated from the world.
在这里能够得到一般人像但以理说我不容这世界的王来玷污了我。
To obtain a group of people who will say like what Daniel said, I will not let this world defile me.
如果在这个所谓人称为大巴比伦的细谷里面。
If in this Silicon Valley, so-called the Great Babylon,
我们能够建立一个就算小小的教会。
Even if we just build a small church.
但是这一般人活着不是以自己为中心的。
But these group of people do not live for themselves.
这一般人能够在世界却不属于这个世界。
They live in this world, yet they do not belong to the world.
这一般在矽谷，在人类科技最 advanced 的地方。
In the most advanced technology.
他们却能够在主的里面能够向神持守忠心和纯正。
Yeah, they can keep their faithfulness and purity before the Lord.
他们能够在世界的里面为神儿女们走出一条路来。
They can walk a glorious path in this world.
能够成为多少人的激励和见证。
They become an encouragement and testimony for many.
我到中国去的时候
，When I go to China，
在北京、在上海都有人告诉我们。
In Beijing, in Shanghai, many people tell us.
啊，在台湾一样，在香港一样。
In Taiwan and Hong Kong too.
整个世界发展的这么快，经济快速的发展。
The whole world is advancing in economy and technology.
世界的科技享受各方面简直是一日千里啊。
The progress is so fast in technology.
他们告诉我们。
But yet they tell us.
他说于弟兄。
Brother Yu.
他说我们今天所走的路都在走矽谷的后尘。
That today we are following the footsteps of Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley 已经走在我们前面。
In other words, Silicon Valley is walking before us.
今天北京，今天上海，今天台北，今天香港，整个生活的形态走在矽谷的后面。
The lifestyles of Beijing, Shanghai, Hong Kong and Taiwan, they're following the footsteps of Silicon Valley.
但是你们在那边怎么样子能够帮助弟兄姊妹在世界中为主站住
？So how you help brothers and sisters to stand firm in this world?
你们怎么样子在那个环境的里面能够为神建立起一个尊主为大、让神旨意通行的教会
？How in such environment you establish a church where you put God as the first place?
是我们这个世代何等希望能够看到的
？And that's the testimony we all want to see.
弟兄姊妹，我在这里请求你们。
Therefore, I urge you.
如果我们只是在这里想听一听好听的道
，If you just want to hear good sermon，
或是只是在这里想追求一个 better life，
or you want to only pursue a better life，
如果上教会只是你生活中的一个点缀而已的话
，If going to church is but one of the activities in your life，
我告诉你，这个教会不适合你。
Let me tell you, this is not your church.
你可以找到，你可以找到更适合、更满足你的地方。
You can find a place that better suits you.
我希望我们在这里的每一个人，我们来就来真的。
I hope every one of us is serious.
我们知道我们要让我们的王回到锡安来。
Because we want our king to return back to Zion.
神的荣耀曾经这样子孤单地离开了锡安。
Of the glory of God once lonelyly left Zion.
从约柜上面，厄基布罗上，厄基路伯上面，神的荣耀逐渐的离开了。
gradually departing from the ark between the cherubims.
我每一次读到这些节书 ，the departure of God's glory， 我的里面就掉泪了。
Every time I read about the departure of God's glory in the book of Ezekiel, I would shed tears.
看见他的描述，神的荣耀逐渐离开。
It describes how the glory of God gradually departed.
到殿的门槛。
To the door, to the doorsteps.
到殿的东门。
Of the temple, to the east gate.
到城的东门。
To the east gate of the city.
然后在那个山上，神的荣耀上去。
And gradually departed and ascended back to heaven.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们要祷告。
Let's pray.
我们要向着锡安去。
And we will marching towards Zion.
我们一同在这条锡安的大道上。
That on this pilgrimage,
立上加利到锡安来朝见神。
We will before God. We will appear before God in Zion.
当神重新回到锡安来的时候
，When God returned back to Zion，
我们在锡安与我们的神相会。
We will meet God in Zion。
我们何等希望我们永远活在神的同在中
！How we wish we will forever live in the presence of God。
我们何等希望神的旨意、神的主权永远通行在我们中间
！How we wish that God's will always be carried out in our midst。
我们要的教会不是一个大的教会。
We do not desire a big church。
我们要的教会不是一个人多的教会。
Or a church with many people.
我们不是要一个教会有各样的节目吸引人来的。
Or with a lot of attractive programs.
我们要的教会是一个神愿意住在我们中间的。
But a church where God delights to live in our midst.
我们要的一个教会是在这里享受渴慕神同在的教会。
That we enjoy and long for God's presence.
我们要的教会是一个神的旨意能够在我们中间通行的教会。
Where God's will can be carried out.
弟兄姊妹，你愿意吗？
Brothers and sisters, are you willing?
当我们真正活在意象中的时候
When we truly live in this vision,
神也常常借着意象坚固我们的心
God oftentimes will strengthen us with this vision too,
让我们有力量穿过流泪谷
That we will have strength to go through the valley of Baca
让这谷成为泉源之地
And make this valley a place of spring
哦，秋雨之福盖满了全谷
The autumn rain will cover the valley
他们一步一脚印向着锡安而去
That with footsteps they march towards Zion
世人也在过生活，也在有经历。
Yes, people in the world are living their life too.
但是他们的每一个日子，每一个脚步都是向着锡安而去。
But yet, these people, all their footsteps are towards Zion.
立上加利到锡安朝见神。
They go from strength to strength until each appear before God in Zion.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
当我们再来唱刚刚那首诗歌的时候
When we sing the song again,
我们带着信心来唱
I sing it with faith
我们的神作王掌权
Our God has reigned
他是独行其事的神
He alone does marvelous things
在他没有难成的事情
With him nothing is impossible
你软弱吗
Are you weak
他要加力量
He will give you strength
你疲倦吗
Are you tired
他在这里要赐下他的能力
He will give you his strength
你再低的谷他都能够把我们带出来
Even the deepest valley He's able to lift us up
那等候耶和华的必要重新得力
Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength
奔跑不再困倦行路不再疲乏
They will run and without being weary And then they will walk and without being faint
他们都要立上加利到锡安朝见神
They will go from strength to strength Until they appear before God in Zion
我需要诗班再上来帮我带领我们唱好不好弟兄姊妹，我们带着信心来到主的面前。
Brothers and sisters, let's come before the Lord with faith.
如同来到王，来到神的面前。
Before God, our King.
我们带着信心。
With faith.
我们也带着欢喜快乐。
With a joyful heart.
我们也带着虔诚敬畏的心。
With reverent heart.
我们在这里宣告他的得胜。
Let's proclaim his victory.
我们在这里支取他的得胜。
And draw from his victory.
我们在这里活出彰显他的得胜。
And manifest his victory.
那我们立上加力。
Let's go from strength to strength.
I'm so happy
的神。
May the Lord reign in Zion.
今天再来向我们发出呼召。
Make a call in our midst.
我们愿意再一次把自己更新奉献给他的。
That we're willing to commit ourselves again to Him.
不管我们过去有多少的软弱、疲乏和失败。
No matter how much failure and weakness.
今天荣耀的神仍然在呼召我们。
Today, glorious God is calling us again.
我们人少没有关系。
It's okay if we have only few.
但是我们真心的奉献，他在乎。
But He cares if we truly dedicate.
我们愿意把自己奉献在这位全能的神手中吗？
Are we willing to offer ourselves before this mighty God?
让他再来加我们的力量。
That He will strengthen us.
让我们整个这一生活着为他而活。
That we will live our lives for Him only.
我们要神永远住在锡安。
We want God to dwell in Zion always.
让神的荣耀充满全地。
That the glory of God fill the earth.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在唱的时候，你愿意奉献到前面来唱。
As we sing again, if you want to offer yourself, come forward.
一个小小的动作，在神的眼中是蒙悦纳的行动。
You know that this little move is pleasing in God's eyes.
我们在唱的时候，请到前面来。
As we sing again, please come forward.
耶和华，我的神，我的王，我一心要依靠你。
随着圣灵的感动，我们为神家呼求。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，主耶稣，我们赞美你。Amen. Amen. 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 Amen.
是的，你必有你的时间。是的，主耶稣，我们一心仰望你。是的，我们一口满口来赞美你。
Amen.
奉耶稣愿荣耀归给你。
Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
主耶稣，你是我们的恩典。
Amen.
你是我们的荣耀。主耶稣，我们都来到你的面前。主耶稣，我们愿意把我们自己献在你的脚前。
Amen.
主耶稣，我们的心投靠你。主耶稣，你允许我们凡投靠你的，我们必不致惧怕。
Amen.
主耶稣，凡等候你的，我们必不致羞愧。
Amen.
主耶稣，你如今在宝座上，你坐王掌权。主耶稣，你统管万有，你治理列邦。主耶稣，我们今天依靠你的荣耀，万国万民 都要来敬拜你。
Amen.
耶稣，你是那独行其事的神，在你没有难成的事，我们的神在你只有难成的事。主耶稣，今天教会都是你的、
Amen.
百姓都是属于你的。主耶稣，世界在我们身上再也没有任何的地位，因为我们是属乎你的百姓、
Amen.
永永远远都是属乎你的百姓。主啊，愿你的旨意成就在你的教会，愿你的旨意成就在你的百姓上、
Amen.
也愿你的荣耀从你的百姓上彰显出来、
Amen.
愿将荣耀都归给你，愿主耶稣你的名在万光万民之间被高举，直到永永远远，荣耀归于羔羊，直到永远。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，
阿门。是的，耶和华神说了一次两次，我们都听见了，就是能力属乎神。主啊，我们在这里向你祷告，主啊，你叫我们力量可以常常复原，让我们在这一条去而不返的路上，让我们因着等候你，我们不断的力量复原。耶和华神，我的力量啊，我爱你。主啊，今天早晨，今天晚上，我们都一同来到你的面前。主，我们每一个人的情形你都了解，不管我们有多少的眼泪，有多少的疲倦，不管我们里面有多少的失败，有多少的捆绑，主啊，今天晚上你的能力临到我们，你这位独行其事的神为我们昂度所有仇敌的作为，释放你的儿女，释放你的教会，让我们知道我们所信的是谁，那信靠他的必不至于害怕，是的，那等候他的永远不至于羞愧，因为耶和华成了我们的力量，成了我们的山寨，成了我们的磐石。主啊，来坚固你的教会，当你的产业以色列疲乏的时候，愿你使他坚固。主啊，我们向你祷告，这些日子来坚固你的儿女们，让我们都因着等候你，我们重新得力，让我们因着等候你，我们再也不羞愧，我们奔跑不再困倦，行路不再疲乏。主，我们把整个教会交在你的手中，我们为着市政府给我们的难处，我们交在你的手中。主，你出命叫雅各得胜。哦，主，你说话让万般向你降服，你的至高者掌治在国中掌权。主啊，你要叫列邦都向你降服。我们向你祷告，愿你的权柄、你的旨意通行在我们中间。我们特别为了我们中间有疾病、软弱的弟兄姊妹，我们为向他们向你祷告，主来医治他们，让我们知道怎样与你联合，来支取你复活的大能。我们求你在这个时候伸出你的人手来医治他们，帮助我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，最近在软弱中没有力量的，哦，疲乏的、困倦的，主啊，你在这个时候加我们的力量，照着你的应许赐下能力来。我们谢谢你，愿一切的荣耀归给你，荣耀的神作保作了。哈利路亚。哈利路亚。我们一起再唱一次。哈利路亚。
主耶和华，我的神，我的王，
着回去，我们可以为一些有特别需要的人，我们为他们祷告。